Well, you've only gone bare terms, haven't you?
A little bit.
How you doing? Okay. So we're middle discussing this Matan Ahon Azlahav there. I came across this interesting tshuva, but before we do the tshuva, I want to just go back to the rush. For the last couple of days, I've been working on this rush. Just want to hone in on one part of the rush, and then maybe together we'll go through this tshuva. Not really so interested in the tshuva as a tshuva, but more in terms of the analysis of the sugya. You'll tell me what you think. I'm just going to read this small excerpt from the tshuva of the rush, where he's quoting Rabbi Avigdor Cohen Sadek, who then quoting one of his rebbeim, Rabbeinu Simcha Mishpaira. So in the middle of his discussion, he says the following. He says that if a person would take something from himself and give it to the woman and say, this is yours, hurry up, mikudashas, with this thing, it's matan almanas lahasir. That would not be good. That's the case in the Gemara of the Chalipin. Okay, the case of matana almanas lahasir, which is similar to Chalipin and therefore fails, is a case in which I tell the woman, this is yours, almanas lahasir, be mikudashas to me with that thing. But let's say I take something from Yoni, he gives me a matana almanas lahasir. I have to return it to him. Right, this is what you weighed in on the other day. Not yesterday when you were here, 2 days ago when you were here.
It's called in yesterday.
You did. So I took that object, and I gave it to the woman. Right? Unqualified. I gave it to the woman. Had it come to me? Oh, to me it's matan al-sahachzir. Had I give it to the woman? I didn't say anything. I said, here, you're mikudashas to me with this thing. Mikudashas or not mikudashas? Mikudashas. That's good kiddushin. It's a matan al-manas al-sahachzir? No. It's only matan al-manas al-sahachzir insofar as I have an obligation to the owner. But the woman, she got what I gave her. What did I give her? What I had. What did I have? Something that I was in full ownership of. That's the way matana amanasa has to work. Shmei matana. It's mine. Then he takes it a step further. And this is where this tshuva comes in. He says, ve'od. So once you make that distinction, right, once you can distinguish between something that I give as a matana amanasa has here, as opposed to something which I got as a matana amanasa has here, and then I give it over just regularly, he says, ve'od hay omer morizal, the woman gives the man an object. Here's a ring. It's yours for the next 30 days on the condition that you give it back to me. On day 15, he brings the ring to her and he says, here, with this you'll be mekudeshes to me. It's considered returned and a good kiddushin. He says sometimes matzanu sha'isha miskadashas lafamim b'paradida. Sometimes you can be a kashu woman with her own cow. All right, that's in terms of matana amanas lahachzir. Then he goes into distinguish further shoal from matana amanas lahachzir. Barod is not the same thing as a matana. And the Rosh himself comments and says that there's a difference. Nearly, says the Rosh, someone lends his friend an object. Now the borrower took it. Is that good or not? Mekadashas or not mekadashas? I borrow Yoni's object, and now I'm mekadashim with the borrowed object. Can I do that?
No.
Why not?
It's not yours.
Good. What's the difference between Matana Amanas Lahachzir and something that's borrowed? Matana Amanas Lahachzir is yours. As we saw from the case in the Gemara in Sukkah. You could take that lulav, pass it around the table to each person that's sitting here, even though it belongs to me. I gave it to you as a matan al-manas lahachzir. Yeah, so as long as it gets back to me, you satisfy that condition. But it's yours. You do what you want with it. A she'ela is not like that. She'ela is saying that you borrow, you don't have the right to do what you want with it. You have to ask me before you give it away.
So, what's the case that is good?
You gave me a gift. You said, here, this is yours on the condition that you give it back to me.
And now I get married with that.
No, I get, oh, you gave it to me. I take that and I marry one of them. That's good.
Oh, okay.
Right? But if you lent me something, you can't take that. That's the case that the Rosh addresses. When you give it to me, what'd you give it to me for? You gave it to me to use. You gave it to me for to use. Not this lashon is very important. Adait l'shtamish bo hashila lo. When you lend me something, what are you giving me?
Use.
Only rights of use. You're not giving me a call it a possessory interest. You're not giving me ownership. You're not giving me any ownership in it. You're giving me a right to use it. I can't now act as a Baal boss over it. But when I give it to the woman, she's accepting it as though it's going to be hers. Nimsa shekitcha begezel. So if I pass it on to her, it's like I'm giving her something that I'm trying to pass off as mine, which is now hers, which is not the case. That's gezel, and therefore she's not mekudeshes. So he says that's a case where you was lent stam. Well, let's say it was lent. It's an interesting case. You lent it for the purpose of kiddusha. I give it to you. So here, you could use this to be mekadesh your love interest with. So he says, nearly the hava kiddushin tovim. He says that's good. Why? Because in that case, hishiro adaita lekadesh bo asa isha anan sahadi the gamer belibo litno lo be osa lashem shiyo lasos kiddushin. The Rosh says an interesting thing. He says, and when I tell you here, you could use this to be mekadesh the woman with, what's my intention? My intention is to give it to you in a way that will enable you to use it for kiddushin. Right? Even though I didn't use the proper language. I made it sound like a loan, but what am I really telling you? Based on what we said until now, what do you have to say? Ki adai t'hochi maso b'yad ha'tabas. Then lo yoru lo lashon she'ela yeh b'lashon matana.
Wait.
The Rosh says, listen, you know when it doesn't work? Want to take a different one?
No, that's fine.
Because the squeaking is bothering you?
Yeah.
So just take this one.
There's one.
Oh no. My God. That's fine.
No, there's plenty of chairs out there.
There's like 50 chairs. It's fine. Now I have
to. I have no like squeaky ones. Keeps me awake.
And it's like a lot of
me. Okay. I think it's the squeak. I don't think it's the fact that he's producing the squeak.
Well, now he has no control over it.
That's true. He's saying like this. When doesn't it work? Pesach lends me an object. Then I take the object and I try to be a Kaddish woman with it. That work or not work? Does not work. Why? Because I have to give her something that's giving from me to her. It's not mine and can't be hers.
Right.
Why? Because it really belongs to Pesach.
But let's say I wouldn't borrow any work then.
What's that?
So I wouldn't borrow any work then.
What do you mean? Lending is borrowing, same thing. It's just,
just
lending and borrowing?
Yeah.
It's just a matter of who's doing the action, right? But matana is different. A gift is different than a loan. Right? Lending and borrowing is two sides of one equation.
Yeah.
But the Rosh says, you know what? Let's say Pesach says to me, here, take this, I'll lend you this object so that you can be mekadesh that woman with it. That works. Why? Because when he gives it to me regularly, what's his intent? Intent is that I'm going to use it. Not that I'm going to go treat it like mine and give it away
right.
And treat it as something that I have bilis over. But where he says, here, me mekadesh the woman with it, what's he showing? He's showing that his das is that I'm going to use it in that way. Now, what way is that? Oh, the only way for that to work is if it's a matana. So even though he used language where he said, I'm lending it to you, it wasn't really a loan. That was a matana amnas lachzir. And that's why it's good. Then he takes that a step further. And he says, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen? You gave it as a matana, maybe a matana amnas lachzir. But having mekadeshes. How am I going to pay Pesach back? Well, either in this case, I'm going to go back and I'm going to say, listen, sweetheart, you know your ring? I need it. What do you mean you need it? Well, I need to pay Pesach back. I need to give Pesach back an obligation that I have to.
Which happens to be that ring.
It happens to be that ring. Or the Rosh concedes in this case that you might be able to give back money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a whole separate question, right? Can you give back money? We discussed that previously. But putting that aside. Clear distinction between a loan and a matana, right? And the matana goes so far as being the property of the recipient that the recipient could even use that object, giving it back to the owner to satisfy some form of nesina, where that's required. For example, in kiddushin, I borrow the woman's cow. The woman gives me her cow as a matana, not borrow. It's a matana amnas lahachzir. I give it back the cow and I say, harei mekudeshes in the middle of the loan period. It's good kiddushin. Same thing with the ring. She lends me a ring. I come on day 15. I give her back the ring. Here, it's yours. Not only is it returned, it's a good kiddushin. Was that clear?
Wait, you said she lends.
No, I'm saying she gave it to me. She gave it to me as a matana amnas lahachzir. This is the Rosh agrees with this. So Rashi needs to not argue on that point. All right? So now we have this tshuva. This tshuva was written, this volume was published for the first time, I think, in Tavshin Memtes. It was republished in Tavshin Samech something. So it's within the last 20 years or so that this tshuva was written. And it's an interesting question. The question was, what about Pidgin and Ben? This is the real Maisa. This is not just the Stam, you know, a theoretical question. Pesach asked me, who's using Matana Almanas Lahavzir? This guy, this is what they did.
Someone asked him that.
Right? This question was really raised. He says, this is from the Avnei Yeshva. I don't know much about the author, except that he's a Rav and a Mops, a Posek in Netivot. He has Haskamos in a Sefer from many of the Gedolei Yisrael that were contemporaries at the time. More than I can tell you. But the Sefer was reprinted at least a number of times, which obviously means that somebody is reading it and holding the author in high regard. So it's not my purpose or intention to question the stature of the author, but just the analysis. I mean, is this analysis that we could accept or not? So he writes that he has a Shaila, Uvda Balyadi, a Maisa that was brought to my attention, in Be'er Shava, Kohen Nasa Chamisha Sloim La'avi HaBen, Matana Amanas La'achzir. Hal, sit, gave me 5 slime as a matana almanas lahachzir. Cohen gave me 5 slime as a matana almanas lahachzir. Va'az aviha ben, what did that father do? Birech, he made the bracha on pigeon and ben. V'hitzir osam lekohen kidmei pigeon. He returned them. He gave them back those same monies, gave back to the father, to the Cohen. Here are the 5 slime. V'neshalti in beno podoi. The question was asked, is this kid really redeemed or not? What would you say? Without reading anything further, what would you say?
Based on what you just read?
Based on anything. Yeah.
It's yours. And you give it back to him. It's just a separate obligation that you have to give it to the Kohen. So when it's going from you to him, it was your, like, you're giving something that was yours to the Kohen, you should be redeeming yourself.
It should be no different than the case that the Rosh has for the Kiddushin. I can give the woman the cow, and I could say, here's your cow, you're Mekudeshes. Right? I can give her back the ring, and I could say, here's your ring, you Mekudeshes, and it's considered returned. That's what I would have said. Look, he doesn't seem to be saying that.
Well, unless you say now you have, like, a separate obligation. Because by the woman, if you did it with the woman, you don't really have a separate obligation to give it to her to marry her. It's only if you want to marry her. But now you do have, like, a...
Why should that matter? Why should that change things? I'm creating an obligation. What's the obligation? The obligation is I want to be a Mekudeshes woman. So now I have to somehow give her Kiddushin.
Right.
You think that would be a distinction? How would that... I hear what you're saying. You're saying one case...
By the Kohen...
You're saying it's out of my control. There's right. A Chiyuv that exists. But so what? Now, Ba'asher Husham, as we say, I'm confronted with a situation where I have a halachic requirement to do a certain thing. If I want... Maybe I don't want to... Maybe I won't be pulled to the kid. My boy's tfei, I'll say, you keep the kid. I'll keep my money. Right?
Pull it back when all tuition's paid for.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So I don't think that's enough of a distinction. Although I understand why you're saying what you're saying. But let's look at what he says here. Someone want to read a little bit of it? Anyone?
Where is it?
Second paragraph.
Hey, Eerily. I'm going to record all of it. Right? They said to him, this is what we think the question hinges on. Can the return of the monies be deemed both Kiddushin, Pidyon, and return? Kim HaTanai. What's the Kim HaTanai? This is yours on the condition that you give it back to me. That's the Almanas. Okay? Again, let me say that again, because that's important. The question, as he's presenting it, is when I return the money to the Kohen, can the same monies being returned be deemed both a fulfillment of my condition of returning and an act of pidyon, an act of redemption? Now we could say, ask the same question. Can the act of giving the woman her cow back be considered fulfillment of the condition and a maisa of kiddushin? Yeah.
This would seem to be different than the first paragraph, because
the first paragraph was just the event.
The event is, it tells us that these monies were returned to the Kohen for redemption. We don't have anything else about returning of a loan.
No, he says it was matana amunas lahachzir, not a loan. It was not a loan. That's important. That's something I think is a little bit convoluted in this tshuva. It was not a loan per se. It was a matana amunas lahachzir. Matana amunas lahachzir, as Hal said, it's yours.
But we know that the monies now were given back for a pidyon.
That's right.
And they were accepted for a pidyon.
Yeah.
So no, we know that the ben is podoy.
No, that's the question. The question is,
why you give me a dollar for to sell something, and I take that dollar and I buy something, I've acquired it.
I understand. But
if I give it back to you, I've acquired something else.
The question is,
and then you agree to this.
I'm not disagreeing with you in terms of the way it should be. I'm just telling you that the way the question is set up is, when the kohen takes these monies, can they serve this dual purpose of taking back the matana and also the redemption of the bechor? So if you learn the way we've been learning matana amunas lahachzir, if it belongs to you and you take it to its natural conclusion, then what we saw in the rush makes good sense.
Then right? You can use that?
Yeah, why not?
Because then what's he going to pay him back with? Meaning, it's either that when he gives it, then
I owe the woman a cow. I want to be mekadesh her. I say, here's your cow, I'm satisfying my condition, why don't you be mekadesh to me with this cow, because really the cow is mine right now.
But while you're giving it back to her, then I feel like it's fulfilling the giving back part, so it's not really yours anymore. Meaning, I think of it as two different parts.
That's why you did it in the middle, you did it in the interim. You didn't do it on day 30. He did it in the middle, day 15.
I mean, you have a set thing. And
right, it's matana, it's yours for the next 30 days. You came on day 15 and you gave it to the woman.
But then on day 30, also.
No, but now, okay, now it's back, right?
You said it's
All right, so let's take a look just a little bit. We're not going to go, hog wild with the tshuva, but let's just see a little bit about what he says here.
But we also have the principle, person doesn't pay his loan before it's time. So
no, loans. These aren't loans. These aren't loans.
On the 15th day.
These aren't loans.
The cab, he
you're right. These are not loans. That's what I'm saying. You have to distinguish here between loans and matanos amnas lahachzir. It's different. The rush makes that very clear.
But then are we saying that our matana amnas lahachzir does not have a fixed time?
No, it could have a fixed time, but it's not a loan.
But we did not mention of any fixed time so far. I mean, for returning of these.
But that's the way it works. I mean,
if I borrow the money for a pidyon, I can return it maybe 12 years from now.
Depends how it's stated. It doesn't matter. The case is.
Just state it's time, you're going to return them.
Right. It doesn't. That's not a factor here. It doesn't really make a difference one way or the other.
Okay.
All right. So what does he say? Hal, you're gonna read a little bit, or?
Yeah,
I'll be honest. I tried to find this quote from the Meiri. I don't know what he's talking about. Do you see that first paragraph?
I
have no idea what he's talking about. But if you see from what he says, Vim Kane, I cannot find. I looked in the Meiri. I cannot find this Meiri.
Which quote?
At the beginning, he quotes a Meiri on our daf. So I don't know where it is. I'm not saying it's not there. I'm just saying I couldn't find it. No, it says V'yesh Meforshim. But if you look at the Meiri, Vim Kane. What he's saying, he's going to say from the Meiri, whatever is, however he understands the language of the Meiri, this is what he says the Meiri means, v'imkein, in that first paragraph, v'alef cha, v'imkein. Yeah, start from there.
Okay. V'imkein, mevu'ar nekushito, kehachzara yichola lehachshev kechazara lechiyum atanai, v'gam lechiyuv hachrayut.
Good. So he says, you see from there, at least in terms of the question, that one act of giving something back can satisfy two things. It could be satisfaction of the condition, and it could also be a return, an achzara, right? Okay.
But wait, the tanai is the achzara.
Oh, I'm sorry. Also, the acceptance of the chrayis, rather. Right?
Wait. So what?
I don't know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Fine.
It was something where you wanted to make the guy responsible for the land. Like I said, I couldn't find the case. So I don't even know what he's referring to. But the achrayis was the additional thing that you wanted to create. You wanted to create achrayis and fulfill the condition of the tanai.
אמנם אין זה נראה לי שהרי אין החזרה כאן הוא הגורם לחיוב האחריות.
I think in this case it's החזרה.
Oh, אין החזרה.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that
החזרה would be a returning. I think he means the returning here.
Right.
החזרה כאן
אין הגורם לחיוב האחריות. It's not what causes the אחריות.
Right, it's not what creates the אחריות.
אלא המכר זו היא סיבת האחריות.
It's the sale that they engage in over here. That's what creates the achrayus. And the hachzaras hakasef.
He kiyuma tonight.
Right, he wants to say that they're two separate things. They didn't come together. That's what he's trying to tell you. All right, we're going to skip that paragraph.
Oh, okay.
Let's move on. I'm just saying that it's unclear what he's talking about, but he wants to bring a raif that the Me'iri seems to be saying yes, and then he asks Akasha and says, it's basically saying I think the Me'iri's Kasha is not correct. But again, we don't know what the Me'iri's talking about. But then he has the next case. Next case, back from Gemara and Kedushin. Okay? What's this case? This is a Kedai to pay attention to. Go ahead.
Okay, Begamara, Kedushin, Amud Gimel, Amud Aleph.
I think that's Amud Beis.
I checked.
Yeah?
It was on not. Yeah, I looked for it just to
see. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Those two dots generally.
In other places, I think it's just a colon somewhere.
Yeah, that's correct. It's I'm an Aleph. And you looked it up, so we know. We have confirmation. Okay.
Can I say Sela, Ze Shani Hayav?
Lechi. What does he say there? He pays her back.
Money that he's owed.
He owes her a dollar. He says, here, take this dollar that I owe you. Right?
Right.
Take the dollar I owe you.
The Chazar, he gave it back to her. The Amala, itachi libo.
And he says to her, take this dollar I owe you, and then he says to her, be mekudeshes to me with it. As he's giving it back to her, he says, I want you to be mekudeshes to me with it. So it depends.
B'sha'at matan, matan ma'ot, ratzta mekudeshet.
Ratzta mekudeshes.
She wants it, she wants to be mekudeshet to him.
Right.
She's going to be mekudeshet. Lo ratzta, she doesn't want it, in a mekudeshet.
Right. You follow Chaim? I owe the woman money. I gave her back the money. I say, here's the money I owe you. And I say, you know what? Be mekudeshes to me with this money. So the Gemara stipulates that if, at the time when this happens, she's agreeable, she wants to be mekudeshes, it's good kedushin. If not, not. I just feel it up to her. La'achar matan ma'os. What does that mean? Surely, I already gave the money. And I say, you know what? The money that I gave you, be mekudeshes to me with that money, that doesn't matter. That's not good. I'll feel a rut that ain't mekudeshes. Why not? Because there's no nesina. I mean, you can't. That's like
for the tonight. That's it.
That's it. It's all right. It's like mekash b'milva. What I gave you the money. The money's in your hand already. Now I'm being mekash. I'm saying, you know, the money that you have already, you be mekudeshes to me with it.
There's no nesina.
I didn't do anything. But if I did at the time when I'm giving it over, that's acceptable. Okay. Now the Gemara says that this case is all talking about where a person did not have prior shiduchin, right? Did not have prior shiduchin. But if there was prior shiduchin, then she would be mekudeshes. So the imkein chazinan sha'afal pisha he lo kibla rak masha hoya chayavla to hushala, he's giving back her money. I bought a dollar, I owe her a dollar. So give me it back. B'chol ofen, im hoya b'nei im shiduchin, if there was shiduchin before, v'ka'es hi shosekes, and now she's quiet, so this is a hochacha shehi mochelas al hachol hakodem. What can we assume is happening here?
She's getting rid of this.
She's being mochel on the chov. Right, I'm giving back the dollar. So you know the dollar I owed you? Here's the dollar, be mekudeshes to me with it. So he wants to tie note that why does that work? It works because we're taking for granted that she wants to be mekudeshes. She wants to be mekudeshes. Oh, she wants to be mekudeshes. What is she in fact saying? She's saying that loan that you owe me, I'm nullifying it, and this money I'm taking as what?
It's for kedushin.
As kedushin. Okay.
In
Cain.
Af anachnu ne'emar shekivan shehokhen yodeh shehu ba lifdot et haben ubechol ofen hu shutek u'mekeil t'chavo u'chol ma shemegiyo lo.
Ma shemegiyo lo b'lav hachi. Right? In other words, he's taking back whatever he would have gotten anyway, even if not for the son.
You should do the same. You should be able to say the same thing with the kohen.
Is this a fair comparison? This is the one place in this tshuva where he tries to say maybe it would be good. After that, he rejects it.
Right.
Right? But his basis for saying it would be good is what?
That he's mochel on that matana, on that amanat.
Well, that's what you have to be saying. But why do you have to say that? What do you mean mochel? When do you talk about mechila? What's the case of the woman?
Where she gives you a gift.
No, this in the case that he's talking about, the Gemara here on Yud Gimel.
Okay, she owes you owe her money.
You owe her money. You owe her money. That's a loan. You owe her money. Whose money is it? That's her money. Right. Yeah. So there when she agrees to accept it, right? We could say that what?
Then she's mochel alone.
She's mochel money that's owed to her. She's mochel an obligation that's owed to her. Over here, what are you going to say? Why would you say that?
Well, why can't we why can't we say the same thing here? Even though it's not a loan, it's still something he's owed to him.
Is this a borrowing? Well,
why do you have to take that step?
Why does she have to be mochel the loan? If she lends you X amount of dollars and you, or whatever, and you mekadosh her with it, you
can't be mekadosh her with her own thing.
Oh.
It's hers. That's the whole point. There needs to be an asina. If there's no asina, there's no
kibush. So she has to forgive it before you actually give it to her.
Otherwise, that's what he's saying that it works based on this idea that she's mochel alone. As she's taking it back, basically she's saying, I'm taking it. Right, she's saying, I'm taking it back for that, and I'm mochel the other thing.
So, what are you asking?
But I don't think there's analogous to the case of... what's your question?
No.
I don't think it's analogous to the case of the Kohen. The Kohen gave me money, right?
Yeah.
Now, maybe I'm biased because of the Rush, but... The Kohen gave me money. It's not a loan. What is it? It's my money. It's my money. Matanam Nasahazir. I came in the middle of the loan period. I'm using the loan advisedly, right? So now he takes the money back. What did I just give him? I gave him my money. I'm not even talking about because of Milvalot Sanitna. I'm talking about because this is not a loan.
But it doesn't seem like he's saying that.
I agree.
No, he's saying it's not yours. Like he says.
I understand that.
Right.
So I think that's a mistake.
Like he just doesn't. Well, that's pshat. He said matanah al malachach. So here's matanah.
I don't know. You're right. Where's his lashon there? Umekabes chol mashem megiul lo belav hachi. Harizek kemocha al chovo. Umekabes kesef zek kedmei pidyon. He's not using lashon of chov. He's using the lashon of chov. Chov is also, it sounds like, the loan's lashon.
But also at the end of the second paragraph, it says, "Shalei lo kibel
chum." Yeah, you're right.
Ela et shelo kibel chazal.
Aval ben yaneinu, ain't kind of suma sheyachol lehechashiv kepidyon, shalei lo kibel hakohen klum, ela et shelo kibel chazara. He's looking at it like more like a sheila.
Maybe you could say this. That he agrees that a matana al-mahachzir is a matana, but what you're giving over is that the guy that you give the gift to, he fully owns the rights to the object. And then he can...
When?
When you give it to him, when you give him the matana, al-mahachzir.
The recipient.
He
has bible, so it's his.
But he doesn't own the object.
What does that mean?
He has the rights to use it.
No, he has more than the rights to use it. He has more than the rights to use it.
You're saying that just the concept of matana just means he owns the object.
Yeah, because you can give it to Chaim.
Yeah.
Right, so you don't
only
have rights to use it.
That's a sheila. Listen, it's true in reality, this is his. It's in reality, it's, but halachically, it's mine. So what do you mean you tell me I'm only giving him back what's his? That's not true. Again, it could be I'm just biased because of the rush. I mean, it might be nice to try to explain why he's saying what he's saying. But he's clearly ignoring this rush. Alright? So this is the only instance where he tries to say that it might work. Because what would be happening here is that
What about according to...
One second. I just had a eureka moment. See, Yoni was maybe onto something before when he said maybe the cases are different. Okay? Maybe he's saying something about the nature of Pidyon HaBen. Maybe he's saying about the nature of Pidyon HaBen. What's he saying about the nature of Pidyon HaBen? So what I'm suggesting is like this, that maybe this author is fully familiar with the Rush, and agrees with the Rush, but the Rush is only talking about Kiddushin, right? The Rush is talking about Kiddushin. And maybe he agrees that by the Kiddushin it should work, okay? But that it's not analogous to a case of Pidyon HaBen. Why not? Which case is he comparing the Pidyon HaBen to?
The loan.
The loan case. Loan case. Why is he comparing it to a loan case? actually. I'm not even sure.
What do you mean he's compared it to the loan?
He's compared to the case on your gimel. Let me speak this out. 1 second. Let me retract a little bit what I just said. Let's take a regular case. Put this aside for 1 second. Let's take a regular case. I redeem the child with a regular amanas lahachzir gift to the Kohen. Forget about this tshuva for a second. I give the Kohen 5 slam. I say, here, these are yours, matana amanas lahachzir. Is that good or not? Yes or no?
For what?
Yes.
What does the Gemara say? Matana amanas lahachzir, shmei matana.
Oh, yeah.
It works in which cases? All cases except for a different reason, technical reason of chalipin. But in all the cases, it's good.
So this is what I'm doing. Maybe this is
right. So there we said that might depend on how you understand the nature of the chiyuv of a pigeon of ben, why it should work. If you view it as a chiyuv, as a maisa, then I understand. I satisfy what I had to do. I did what I had to do. It comes back to me. But if I view it as a payment,
how could that be that, you know, you're giving the Kohen 5 and then say you have to give him back to me?
Because it's his. When I gave it to him, it's his.
Yeah, but he's got to give it back. So how are you redeeming your son?
So that's what I was getting at. If you look at the obligation as a chiyuv, simply as a chiyuv, as a maisa pigeon, then I did that. An act of redemption. If I have to just to effectuate an act of redemption by giving him the 5 slayim, I did that. I gave him 5 slayim. The fact that now they come back to me, that's not consequential. If you view it as a payment, as a piron, that becomes a little more difficult. Right? That becomes a little more difficult. How that works out? That what do you mean? I'm paying him, but it's coming back. It's hard to say that that's a payment.
Right.
Right. But even there, you see apparently that I gave it to him. It's his. I mean, Gemara. That's not debated. Everyone agrees that the pigeon I've been is good. So that's what I'm saying now. It doesn't really matter. It should not matter that this is pigeon and ben. Because what's the essential factor here? Essential factor is that the money that's in the hand of the person who is getting it as a matana l'nas l'hafzir, right? He has the money. So I'm back to saying that I don't understand why this is not like the rush. And momentary lapse in judgment.
Well, does anybody disagree with the rush?
I don't know.
We were looking at the rush or whatever.
Right, I haven't seen anyone disagree with this point. What? He just disagrees on how it works, on how Matan al-Zahafdir works.
But he doesn't say it's yours, and then
it's yours temporarily.
It's
yours temporarily, and then it's
yours
self-destructs.
And then it just switches.
Well, it's yours for whatever the purpose is, right? It's yours now, and then right, Mamela comes back to me.
That's like Mamela giving tzedakah and saying, but you have to give it back. It doesn't...
Right, stuck. Would you have to get stuck about that on the house here? It's hard to say. That would be good tzedakah.
As a loan, it would be.
No, he's saying, I give it to
just
you.
As a gift.
Is anyone saying, fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah now?
Right.
I feel like an object's different from money. Because money...
Right, this was yesterday's issue. Is money different than an object in this regard?
And we concluded that...
It's a good time not to say that's different.
That's
I agree with you.
Right.
But what I'm asking now is like this. What do you say about his analysis? I mean, does it make sense? Even in this case, even in the case where he's willing to say it's good. He's willing to say it's good because he's comparing it to a loan.
I think,
but it's not a loan.
Without looking at Pigeon exactly what's going on, I think
right.
It's a difficult thing to question. As in, I'm not sure if Pigeon is a normal transaction.
But the Gemara says it unequivocally, Pigeon and Ben, it works with Matana Amanas Lahafzir. That's not debatable. The only question is now where I got the item as a Matana Amanas Lahafzir and I give it to the Kohen. Let me pose this question. Okay?
Well, can you explain why everyone agrees it's good?
Shmei Matana. That's the rule. Matana Amanas Lahafzir is a good Matana. It belongs to the recipient.
But in what other case?
In lieu of Truma, Pigeon.
I give him that money? Is that what we're saying? Are we saying if he lends me the money, now I'm giving it back?
The case in lieu of Truma, you give 5 slaves.
Yeah, but that's different. Who do you borrow from? You're just basically allowing somebody to use your lulav.
That's
he's asking who do you borrow from?
If what?
Look, I'm a Kohen.
Yeah. Hey, let me pose the question this way.
Son of Sari Day, right? Okay. You want to be a redeemer, so you give me 5 slayim. I'm not that I give back to you.
Okay, and that's good.
Your son's redeemed. We're using that as now trying maybe to help understand.
Hey, let's take it a step back. How about Chaim gives me 5 slime amanas lahapsia? Okay? I take it and I give it to Hal to be called in my son. Is that good?
Yeah.
That's good.
How's it going?
How's it going?
That's good.
Right?
We're saying because that is your money?
My money. Now, too, this is mine. It's good for two reasons. It's good because even if I gave it to him amanas lahapsia, it would have been good. But I say, that's definitely good, right? That's definitely good.
Okay.
Is it good if I give it to him and I say, here, this is Amanas Lahavzir? My money.
Good too.
That's also good. Gemara says that's good. So now you're going to tell me it's not good when it happens to be that I got the Matana Amanas Lahavzir from the Kohen? It's very difficult.
Seems like you're saying it's because it's not, it's the Kohen's.
That's not the case.
Right.
It's not like a She'ela. The only reason why you say that is because he's comparing it to the case of the woman. The woman's case is a loan. Who owns that money? She owns that money. What am I giving her? Nothing.
Even in the loan case, we don't say she owns the money.
What is this?
When case? I give it back to her, what am I giving her?
When she loans you money, it's your money. I give you $100 as a loan, it's yours.
I know, but I'm giving her an obligation. I'm saying I'm giving an obligation to her.
You're giving her an obligation here too.
Right, that's why I started thinking that maybe that's the reason to distinguish.
What is this case?
But then you have to tell me, why is it different? Why is it an obligation? Because he lent me the money, because he gave me the money?
Yeah.
About this last point. He then suggests that the only reason why it works by Kiddushin is because you have a special chazaka, umdana, that the woman wants to be in Kiddushas, so therefore we assume that she's mochel alone, because she wants to be in Kiddushas, based on the Rashba. But he says, in the case of Pidyon, you don't have this. So who's to say it works? But again, he's forced to say that because he's working with this idea of being mochel, the obligation.
Right?
Mochel, the obligation.
But can you say that very much the boy to be redeemed, so he's mochel his obligation?
No, it's not. It's not the fault. It's not. It's the Kohen. It would be from the perspective of the Kohen. No, you can't say that. We don't have any evidence of that. He's working with the Rashba, and you know, saying that there's an idea like that, right? It's built in. There's an idea that it's based on this chazaka or umdana.
In the case of the Kiddushin, right? You owe her money.
I owe her money. The Yagimel case?
Yeah.
I owe her money based on the loan. She lent me money. I owe her money.
So you have to pay her.
I have to pay her.
And the only reason that it works here, the only reason, like usually something can't work as a payment.
And a condition, and a fulfillment of a condition.
Right. The only reason it works here is because she got rid of one. She's mochel alone, so now the money is totally yours.
According to what he's saying, yeah.
According to what he's saying. Like, that would work. That would make sense.
Yes, agreed. I'm not saying that case does not work.
Right.
Okay.
The question is...
But why do you have to tell me that the only way it could work for the pigeon is with the same logic? That's all I'm asking.
Right, because it's not a loan.
It's not a loan. So the only thing I can think of is that...
It's still a payment.
Because it's a payment. And if you view pigeon as being a piron, as some do, right, then... It's a problem. Why? Because I'm paying him back with something that's his anyway.
Wait, so, but then it's.
But that's the problem because Matana Amanas Lahachzir is not really his. You understand?
Right.
See, that's why I don't think that's enough of a distinction. Because what's the difference? Again, here it's a halachically created piron as opposed to where there's a kedushin. You could say the same thing. Here, Kiddushin creates an obligation for me to give money. Pidyon HaBen creates an obligation for me to give money. So who cares that one's called a piron and then one is not? The point is that I could do that because it's my money.
You're not going to give
it. Well, and that's what I think. I think every which way you try to explain it, you keep running into the same problem. Listen, if nothing else, you see that I think this is important on a number of levels. First of all, you get to see how someone else went through part of the sugya and used some of the information. Query as to why the Rosh is not part of it. Again, unless he has a different reason, which is not mentioned here. The other thing is you see that this is somewhat practical. It seemed like a very abstract concept. Matana, Manas, Lapsi, who's going to ever do this? You see, this person did it, right? But sometimes also, like Mr. Birdie was saying, not everything that's in print is necessarily something that we have to just take at face value. You have to go through it and see. What does it mean? I have... I can record this. That's all I'm really saying, is that these two cases don't necessarily need to be compared. You're right, where it comes to paying back a loan, you mean mochel on a loan, so you could say, fine. See, why is it any worse than when I give the Kohen money and he's giving it back to me? See, for him, the bigger problem is that I'm giving him back what's his. Like he used that lashon, it's coming back to him balav hachi. But the Balav Hachi of the Gemara in Kiddushin is not the Balav Hachi of Matana Amanas L'Hachzir. That's my Taina. The Balav Hachi of a She'ila is that, yeah, I owe this to you, it's yours. The Balav Hachi of Matana Amanas L'Hachzir is not necessarily the same. Yeah, it's coming back to you, but not for the same reason. I mean, that's the way I see it. I don't know, maybe... I don't mean to bias everybody if you think it's...
No, it makes sense.
Okay, you have one more minute. Yes, you have to. I just want to read one thing. This is from Rav Elchanan. I wanted to do it all week, but it didn't really work
out.
Honest
thing?
What?
This is honest?
No, that's another thing that I was hoping to get to, but this is on Pidgin. It's a very small little piece here. He says, why does Matan Alman Asla Hafsi work for Pidgin on Ben? Tzarech Ian. Why can I give the Kohen money and say, here's 5 Slayim, redeem my son, but you have to give me back those 5 slime. Fair question. The halach or be pidyon ben eino el priyas chov greida. He understands that it's paying an obligation, a debt. Son's 30, now I have an obligation to the kahuna. Not necessarily one coin, but I have an obligation to the kahuna. No offense, Al. Right? I have an obligation to the kahuna. I have to pay the coffers of the kahuna. Ube piron vadi lo mahani matanam las lahasir. How can I pay off something with a matan al-nas lahachzir? I'll say, here, I'm going to pay you back, but you have to give it back to me. It's a joke. I borrow money from you, right? And I'll say, here, I'm going to pay you back the loan with a matan al-nas lahachzir. It's yours for 2 minutes. Okay? Now you're whole. Now give it back to me. Sounds crazy. El imki mekabla hamilva meritzono to have a mechila v'lo piron. El-Khan says, it will work if... the Kohen will be Mocha. I mean, or in any case, not the Kohen, but in case where it's a Mecher. If you give the Anit Staka Almanas Lahachzir, you didn't get the Mitzvah Staka. Right? How could it possibly be? Well, why should Pidyon HaBen? Why should Pidyon HaBen be any different? The Tzorach Lomar, the Hachov of Pidyon HaBen, who betold them a Mitzvah. The mitzvah creates the obligation. They came in the mitzvah is kayemis b'matana. Mas lahachzir, kimo b'chol matnas kahuna, memeila mistalik achov. Since, he says it's not like a regular piron. It's not like a regular piron. It's different. It's a mitzvah-based obligation. It's a mitzvah-based obligation. It happens to be involving money, but it's really a mitzvah. So he says, if that's the case, Pidyon HaBen is a mitzvah. And just like by other matnas kahuna, you see that you could use matana amanas lahachzir. Memela mastai kachov. So then my obligation falls off. And he said it's mucha from Tosos in Bava Basra. Ela dekasha mehal the suffix the bepasak pidyon. Ha matana amanas lahachzir. Vim ha ikar hu ha mitzvah rei lelech b'seika lahachmir. He still has a bit of a question, but his basic idea is to distinguish between priyas chov, meaning piraon, and then saying something slightly different. He says, you're right, if you look at it strictly as a piraon, then there's no real, according to Rachan, there's no real way around this. No, not forgetting about that, the regular case.
Wouldn't that Isn't that giving him...
credence?
Yeah.
Giving him some fuel?
Like, if he agrees, oh, it's okay, it's a bit on.
Then what?
Then it's not going to be good unless he's mocha.
Yeah, that's because I'm giving it to him as a matana amanas lahachzir.
Right. So you see,
here I'm not giving it to the Kohen as a matana amanas lahachzir.
Right, you're just giving it back to him.
I got it as a matana amanas lahachzir. But when I give it to him, if it's a piron, so here, check.
Why is it, why should it be any different? Like, what does he mean by piron versus...
Here, you're the Kohen, I have a baby. Right? The baby belongs to you now. Not to get, redeem the child. How do we look at that? Do we look at it as just a maisa that I have to do? Or do you look at it as a payment? I owe you something. If I owe you something, it's hard to say that giving it to you as a matana amanas lahachzir is going to be any different than giving someone staka who needs it and saying, here, it's yours. Psych. It's mine now. Where's its staka? Where's your payment? So he says, oh, okay, apparently you can't say that. It's not just a piron. You have to say it's a mitzvah. It happens to be a mitzvah that's satisfied with the giving of money. Like any matnas kahuna. Matnas kahuna, you see, could be done with matana amas lahachzir. It just happens to be relegated to five slime.
So he's not. He doesn't get to keep it. It's symbolic.
Where, in the case, in that case? Right, he wouldn't keep it. If I gave it to the Kohen, he wouldn't keep it. It's matana amas lahachzir.
Doesn't seem right.
That's why he's saying you apparently can't look at it as just a payment. Payment, you would have a problem. It's a mitzvah. It's an obligation that I satisfy with this
symbolic
act. Maybe called, I mean, I'm afraid to use the word symbolic. That really reduces it to more ceremony. But it's an act of, it's called an act of redemption. An act of redemption. That act could be done even with something that you're not going to hold on to.
In the sense that this money, or this redemption, can be made with any Kohen.
That's right.
That means that there's no inherent status to any particular Kohen.
No.
For this.
That's what I said to the Kahuna.
So
I said, right.
Like a matrumas and
no, but you could still you view it as a payment to the Kahuna. I don't think that's
good. Could, but it's not.
It definitely lessens the sad of saying that it's not.
That would be like giving truma and saying you have to give it back to me.
That works too.
That works.
Isn't that the case in the Gemara? Matana asa hafsir truma, shmei matana.
How could that work?
Right.
This guy's still alive? Random side point.
I think so. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. I just know the Sefer was reprinted within the last 9 years. I don't know. We could track him down. Maybe we should write to him and find out. Yeah, I mentioned that before.
How could that?
Halachically. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
This Rav Elchanan just explains the general question, how I, as the father, can give the Kohen Matana Almanas Lachzer and fulfill my obligation of Pidyon HaBen. Does not help with explaining his problem.
Right, yeah. What I'm wondering is, for...